真的福灾爱的捆绑。
Indeed, blessed be the tie that binds.
是这个爱把我们连结在一起。
It is this love that has united us together.
叫我们被捆绑在一起。
Actually, bind us together.
那这是一个立体的见证。
And that will be a testimony that's three dimensions.
我们都知道是神的爱把我们寻回来。
We all know God has bought us back with His love.
他的血把我们买回来。
And He has purchased us with His blood.
他的恩典带我们归回他的羊圈。
And with His grace, He has brought us back to His fold.
那每一个神的儿女在他的家中都是那么的宝贵。
Therefore, each child of God is so precious in His house.
都是建造的材料。
We are all materials for His building work.
都是蒙爱的儿女。
We're all children loved by Him.
但是我们知道神的心意不能停在这里。
However, God's purpose does not just stop here.
他要把他的教会建造起来。
He wants to continue to build us up.
所以福灾爱的捆绑。
Therefore, it says here, blessed be the tie that binds.
叫我们能够被连结。
That means we can be united.
叫我们能够在神的家各尽其职。
Then we can carry out our function in the house of God.
这里有一个立体的见证。
So that we can have a three-dimensional testimony.
这些日子我们的负担讲到教会的建造。
And these days, our burden is to share the thing, building up the church.
我们知道我们的神他是那位计划者。
Because we know God is the one that plans.
在他那里有一个蓝图。
He has this blueprint.
我想历世历代有许多神的儿女眼睛得开，我们也看见了这个蓝图。
Through generations, many children of God, their eyes were open and they saw the blueprint that God has prepared.
当世人看见的时候，他们惊讶。
So when the worldly people saw it, they were marveled.
他们说神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃是值得你说的。
Therefore they comment about, oh, city of God, there is glorious things said about you.
他们看见了那座有根基的城。
And they saw the city with foundation.
是神所经营所建造的。
And God is the architect and builder of that city.
他们也看见了山上的样式。
They also saw the patterns on the mount.
他们看见了建殿的图案。
They saw the building chart of that temple of God.
我们知道这整个建造的模型就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And we all know the model of this building is no one else but Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以所有的建造要照着他的儿子。
Therefore, all the building work has to be according to the Son of God.
我记得以前我们西区在盖会所的时候。
I remember when I was at the Culver City Church, we were building up our church facility.
那弟兄们他们自己做了一个模型。
And some brothers made a model out of it.
啊、做的真的是很漂亮。
And it was really beautiful.
那等到建造完成。
And when the building work is completed,
那个模型摆在那里。
We saw the model.
跟盖出来的是一个样子。
Was exactly the same real thing we had built.
但是当然尺寸整个大小那是大的太多了。
Of course, the real building is much larger than the model itself.
但是今天我们看见神把他儿子显在我们心中。
And nowadays, God has revealed in our heart His own Son.
这好像是一个模型。
It's like a model that He has presented.
但是经过神所经营所建造。
But because God is the architect and the builder of this project.
扩大出来
He will expand this model.
是他的教会
That is his church.
哦，这是荣耀的教会
And that is a glorious church.
所以在永世中神他就有这么一个永远的旨意
Therefore in eternity God has this eternal purpose.
所以神的儿子道成肉身来到地上
That's why the Son of God came as a man.
那今天我们都蒙恩得救
You and I have been saved now.
今天神所有的工作在他教会里面
And we know all the work of God is in his church.
他要得着他荣耀的教会
His heart is to obtain his glorious church.
那我们知道圣灵是这位执行者
And we all know the Holy Spirit is the one who carries out the plan.
每一个工作是今天圣灵在这边执行
Therefore every work here about this building is done by the Holy Spirit.
我们也讲到说这个根基何等的重要
And we also know it's important to have the foundation
若根基是不稳固的
If the foundation is not solid
上面不论盖得多么的豪华
It doesn't matter what you build upon it
到有一天它很可能整个都垮掉了
It can collapse one day
所以保罗说他像一个聪明的工头立好了根基
Therefore Paul referred himself as the chief construct worker
那这个根基就是耶稣基督。
And that foundation was built upon is Jesus Christ.
他讲得非常清楚，没有人能够立别的根基。
He made it very clear that no one can lay any other kind of foundation.
所以当我们认识这个根基就是耶稣基督。
So once we realize the building has to be Jesus Christ.
那任何人告诉你说我们可以用别的根基来建造，我们马上就知道这个不对的。
If anyone comes to us and says, you know, you can build upon an other kind of foundation, then we will know that's not right.
不论是出于人最好的智慧。
It may be the best wisdom that man can come up with.
也许是出于人最好的一个心肠。
And maybe it was out of a good intent.
但若不是耶稣基督，这就不是。
But if it's not of Jesus Christ,Then it's no use.
我们也讲到说，这个建造是一个生命的建造。
Also, we know this building work has to be a building work out of life.
只有生命的建造能够满足神的心意。
That's the only kind of thing that will satisfy God's heart.
只有生命的建造能够胜过仇敌的攻击。
Only the building work that's out of our life can overcome the attack of our enemies.
神告诉我们说，建造中有金银宝石。
And God tells us.Their materials that are made to build the thing can be silver, gold, or precious stone.
也可能用草木合接。
It can be also straw, hay, and haystack.
但是到了那一天，都要经过火的试验。
But one day, all this building work will be tested by fire.
金说到神的性情。
Gold talks about the nature of God.
银说到基督的救赎。
And silver speaks of the redemption of Christ.
宝石说到圣灵的工作。
The precious stone refers to the work of the Holy Spirit.
所有草木禾秸讲到属于人的、人的天然的、人的性情。
All the hay and the woods and a stack, they're nothing but the nature of a man.
那些都要过去。
All those things will pass away.
我们真的是祷告主这些日子，把真实的工作做在我们身上。
Therefore, we should pray, Lord, do something that's real and lasting among us.
那这个建造。是一个立体的。
And this building work has to be a three-dimensional one.
是爱把我们捆绑在一起。
And it's bound through love.
那我们也知道，所有神的本质，神就是爱。
And we also know the very nature of our God is love.
基督他就是爱的彰显。
And Christ is the manifestation of that love.
圣灵把基督的爱浇灌在我们里面。
And Holy Spirit pour down that love into our hearts.
这个爱在我们里面运行。
And this love will work within us.
它一直的扩大。
And will continue to grow and expand.
一直的涌流。
And will flow out of us.
那这个爱在我们当中不断的工作。
And this love will continue to work among us.
我们一起来读哥林多前书第八章第一节。
Let's read together 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
请我们一起来读。论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。知识叫人自高自大。
Knowledge puffs up.
但他说唯有爱心能造就人。
But love builds up.
那在他的意思就是说唯有爱，那这个爱就是 agape， 就是这个神圣的爱。
And the word love here is the holy love of God, agape.
那这个爱能够建造人。
Only this love builds up.
所以我们看见神的话讲得那么清楚。
So God made it very clear to us here.
只有爱能够建造人。
Only love can build us up.
我们读一下林前十三章第一节到第三节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 13:1.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的罗，想的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。我想当我们读到这里的时候，也许我们会觉得很稀奇。
I think by reading these three verses, our hearts must be surprised.
如果有人他说他能够将所有的周济穷人，
If someone says I can give all I possess to the poor,
他也愿意舍己身叫人焚烧，
And surrender my body to the flame.
但是下面一句话却说却没有爱，
But has no love.
所以我们可以想象到今天可能有很多像是爱的行为表现。
Therefore, we may see many acts as if it's out of love.
但它却不是爱的实际。
But that is not the reality of love.
在神的眼中，好像这些都算不了什么。
If that's the case, then it values nothing in the eyes of God.
他也讲到说，我若能够说万人的方言，
He also says if I can speak in the tongues of men,
天使的话语，
and of angels.
但是若是没有爱，
But have not love,
我就成了鸣的锣响的靶一样。
And I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
今天你可以有最大的恩赐，
Therefore we can have the greatest gift,
有先知讲道之能，
That I can prophesy just like prophets,
能够明白各样的奥秘，
And I can fathom all mysteries and
各样的知识，
And all knowledge.
而且有全备的信，这个信能够移山。
And if I have such full faith, they can move mountains.
但是若是没有爱，
but have not love,
我就算不得什么。
I am nothing.
所以在圣经里面，让我们能够认识到，
therefore, Bible tells us,
爱比这些恩赐要更大。
Love is much greater than gifts.
爱比这些知识要更大。
Much greater than knowledge.
爱比能够移山的信心还要大。
Greater than faith that can move mountains.
爱比所有的善行都要大。
Much greater than all kinds of good deeds.
所以今天我们在这边看见，在讲到建造。
Therefore we know when we want to build up the church.
神所要得着的不是这些外面的。
What God desires to receive is not something you see outwardly.
他要我们有一个爱的实际。
But to have the reality of love.
那这个实际就是主他的自己。
And this reality is no one else but Jesus Christ himself.
是的，只有神他是爱。
Only God is love.
只有耶稣基督把这个爱今天彰显出来。
And only Jesus Christ has shown us that love.
那这个爱今天也住在我们里面。
And now this love dwells in our heart.
当我们一讲到很多爱的行为，爱的表现。
Many times we thought about the actual love or manifestation of love.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远要知道，这不是只是一个外面的行为。
We always have to remember it cannot be just an outward deed.
讲到爱是一个活的人。
It has to be a living person.
就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道说，今天有爱的实际在我们身上。
Now we know that reality of love is in us.
很自然我们会有爱的行为。
Then it will be a natural thing that we will have the act of love.
会有爱的表现和彰显。
Would naturally manifest that love.
但是今天反过来，如果你看见有一些爱的行为表现。
On the contrary, if you see someone that has the act of love.
但他却不一定有爱的实际。
But may not have the reality of love inside.
所以我想神所要得着的是从爱的实际，就是从主的生命里面所彰显出来的这样一个爱的见证。
And God desires to receive a testimony of love that's out of the reality of God, that's Jesus Christ himself.
哥林多前书在12章14章都讲到恩赐。
In the chapters of First Corinthians, both 12 and 14 talk about spiritual gifts.
对于建造教会来讲，恩赐的确也是非常的重要。
In order to build up God's church, it is important to have spiritual gifts.
所以我们不是说讲完爱了以后，大家其他什么都可以不需要追求。
We're not saying that don't pursue after all the other spiritual gifts, only love.
但是我们要认识到爱是所有建造的本质。
But we gotta know the nature of building work has to be of love.
所有的必须从这里面长出来，生出来。
All the work we do here has to be growing out of love.
因为这是主的自己。
Because love is Christ himself.
他讲到所有很多其他的好像都是在一个时间的当中，在一个建造的过程。
And all he talked about are things that in the realm of time.
我想你到一个工地去，
If you go to a construction site,
你除了看到很多的建造的材料，
you're gonna see a lot of materials scattered around.
你可能也看到有好多的工具。
You may see a lot of tools.
那用着这些工具把这个建筑建起来。
And with these tools, you can start the work.
但是当房子建造完成了，
But once the building is completed,
你这些所有的这些工具他们不会把它留在这里作为纪念。
You don't see they put up these tools as a display.
他们都把它拿走了。
Instead, they will gather them and collect them away.
今天有许多的工程正在进行。
And right now, there is a lot of construction works in process.
但是我们知道爱是永远长存的。
But we know love is the one that will endure forever.
我们来读一下十三章四到八节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 8.
在礼拜五的时候弟兄姊妹们曾经有非常美好的交通。
Last Friday, we had wonderful sharing about this passage.
我们再把它读一下。
Let's read this passage again.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。所以这边一开始的时候他就讲到爱是恒久忍耐。
Here says love is patient, love is kind.
那这个恒久忍耐或者是讲做 suffering long.
You can also say love is long suffering.
然后呢到最后他说凡事忍耐。
And to the end it says love never, always perseveres.
所以我们看见在这边从爱开始他讲到说是恒久忍耐到后来说是凡事忍耐。
Here it says from verse 4 it says love is patient, that's the beginning, and then towards the end it says always persevere.
所以一个好像是在时间的里面。
One is like a concept in time.
那另外一个呢是在空间的里面在范围当中。
Another one is like in the scope.
凡事忍耐。
Always perseveres.
有一个弟兄他就讲到说一个好像是一个直的一个是一个横的。
It's like one is, has vertical meaning, one is horizontal meaning.
那看起来好像就是一个十字架。
And you put these two concepts together, it's like a shape of a cross.
叫我们能够经过十字架我们来认识到底什么是爱的意义。
It's only through the cross we can understand the true meaning of love.
那今天如果我们不认识十字架我们没有办法来认识什么是真实的爱。
Therefore, there's no way we can understand the true meaning of love unless we know the meaning of the cross.
我们在礼拜五的时候有一位姊妹她讲到说当他在读这一段把爱带成基督。
And there's somebody share on Friday night if you replace the word love with Christ here.
那基督是恒久忍耐。
And you would say Christ is patient.
那基督是怎么样基督是怎么样
Christ is this and Christ is that.
因为这所有的彰显是主他的自己。
Because all the manifestation stated here is nothing but of Jesus Christ.
那的确当我们从这个角度来读这段圣经
Therefore, if you read from that angle,
我想我们不会从一个外面一个表现我们来认识什么是爱
Then we will not try to understand the meaning of love from outward meanings
如果我们从外面来认识什么叫恒久忍耐
Because if we do that, if we try to understand what is love is patient
我想到后来很多人得了胃溃疡就是因为从外面来认识来学习什么叫做恒久忍耐
If we try to carry out that meaning from our efforts, then I guess we, most of us will contract ulcer.
但我们想到凡事忍耐
Think about love is long suffering.
那这个包括了各样的事情各样的环境
Always perseveres. That includes all kinds of situations.
我想对我们所有天然人来讲我们都有我们的限度
I believe we all have limitations.
所以我们常常 会跟人家讲你不要越过了我的这个限度
Therefore sometimes we tell people don't beyond my limit
那这个限度一越过下面就对不起了
Because I cannot guarantee what is going to happen if you go beyond my limit
可是讲到爱它是一个恒久的忍耐
But here it talks about love is long suffering
它是凡事忍耐
It's always persevere
那我们必须认识这是耶稣基督的生命
Then we gotta know this is the kind of love of Jesus Christ
他怎么样为我们这些人他在哪里忍耐
How he suffers long for the sake of us
他忍耐多少的年日
And how he has persevered through so many years
他付了多大的代价
And what a great price he paid
他要忍受罪人的顶撞
He will endure the offense of sinners
但是他能够得着我们，把我们买回来。
But the purpose is to obtain us and purchase us back.
弟兄姊妹，今天也许我们能认识的这个忍耐是那么的一点点。
And brothers and sisters, we can only understand this love to a very limited extent.
常常我自己觉得说，有一点点什么事情临到的时候，好像我们天然的人就要跳起来，就要叫起来。
It's like we're so easily provoked by small things.
但是真的只有在基督的里面。
But only when we are in Christ.
发现这个忍耐没有限制的。
Then you realize there really is no boundary to this love.
好像你摸不着他的那个最后的底线。
It's like you don't know how far the limit the Lord has.
很久的忍耐。
Because he is long suffering.
凡事忍耐。
He always perseveres.
但他不单忍耐，他说还有恩慈。
And not only is long suffering, he still has kindness.
爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。
If there's love, it's patient. Love is kind.
神在圣经里面告诉我们要彼此以恩慈相待。
God says to treat one another with kindness.
那恩慈和恩典好像有一点点的不同。
Kindness is different from grace.
今天我们可以把恩典给人。
We can give people grace.
可能但是呢，给的时候不一定非常的 kind.
But we may give grace without a kind attitude.
那有的时候比方说有人你觉得他有需要。
Maybe you see someone who is in need.
你从口袋里面拿出了100块钱你给了他。
You may take out $100 and give it to that person.
那你可能讲说你要记得哦，这是神的恩典哦。
We may say, remember, this is the grace of God.
但是我们讲的时候可能没有那个恩慈。
We may say it without kindness.
但是神说爱是恩慈。
But God said love is kind.
常常我们里面会分辨这是对这是错。
A lot of time we can tell right from wrong.
我们当然不是说今天在主的里面在爱中我们就什么都不分了。
I'm not saying that do not tell right from wrong in the Lord.
下面我们还要读到圣经说我用爱心说诚实话。
And we also know in the coming passage it says to speak truth in love.
但是我有时候我自己也觉得当我们站在真理的一面站在公道的这一面的时候那个出来的东西不是恩慈的。
Many times I feel on myself when I say something out of truth or righteousness, I sometimes find no kindness in me.
好像这个刀呢是非常锋快的。
It's like I have this sharp-edged sword.
两刃的利剑呢。
And it's like sharp, two-edged sharp sword.
有时候用神的话也是像两刃的利剑。
And the Bible says the word of God is just like that two-edged sharp sword.
可是感觉上真的一摸到主的生命。
And but when you feel the life of the Lord,
好像就是不太一样。
And it's different.
当这些法律赛人把一个正在行淫中的妇人拉到主的面前。
Just like those Pharisees, they brought the woman who was caught in the act of adultery.
照着摩西的律法，她是要被用石头打死的。
They say according to the law of Moses, she should be stoned to death.
他们在这里问主耶稣。
So they came and questioned Jesus.
我想这是一个非常难回答的问题。
I would think that was a very hard answer, question to answer.
如果主说你们应当就现在把她打死。
If the Lord said yes, stone her to death.
那他犯了罗马人的律法。
Because then he would have violated the law of Romans.
而且违背他这个爱的性情。
And also that command will be contradicting to his love.
他如果说你们不该把他打死。
But if he said don't stone her to death.
那这些人会说那你违背了摩西的律法。
Then people may accuse him that he has violated the law of Moses.
主怎么回答呢
?So what did Jesus say?
你们当中谁是没有罪的
?He said among you who is without sin.
你们就可以拿起石头来。
May cast the first stone.
谁是没有罪的可以第一个把这个石头打下去。
Whoever among you is without sin can cast the first stone.
那圣经有一句话在中文里面没有翻出来就是众人的良心受了责备。
And therefore, Bible tells us that their conscience were condemned because of the answer of Jesus.
当主耶稣说话的时候。
So when Jesus spoke,
当众人的良心受了责备。
Their conscience were condemned.Condemned.
因为他的话里面充满了恩慈。
Because there is kindness in Jesus' words.
但这句话说出来是从一位完全圣洁、完全公义的主他所说出来的。
And these are the words spoken by the most righteous and holy Lord.
所以这句话带着一个很大的力量。
Therefore, it came out with power.
众人里面受了责备以后呢，一个一个从老到少。就离开了。
After their conscience were condemned, they left one by one from the oldest to the youngest.
是的，这些法律赛人 他们抓着摩西的律法，这个就是神的话。
Yet these children of God, they held on to the word of God, the law of Moses said God said so.
他们讲的都没有错。
Yes, they were right.
但是我们知道，我们的神心有爱，口有恩。
But our God is God that with loving heart and with grace in His words.
爱是有恩慈。
If God said love is kind.
以弗所书四章三十节说，要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心。彼此饶恕。
And Ephesians says we shall treat each other with grace and with a merciful heart forgive one another.
这边讲到一个耶稣基督的生命的彰显。
And that is the manifestation of the life of Jesus.
所以我们看见在这一段的圣经中，每一件都不是从一个外面的行为叫我们来学习来遵守。
Therefore, the meaning of love stated here is not something we do from our behavior.
它实在是让我们认识我们的主就是这样的。
But God just want to let us know this is how your Lord is like.
所以我们怎么样能够让这个生命活出来呢？
So how can we let this love, this life lived out through us?
我想礼拜五的时候，大家交通有一个非常美好的一个感觉。
And last Friday, while we're sharing this passage, we all had this wonderful feeling.
当我们读的时候，一面我们觉得很稀奇，另外一面也觉得好像远远够不上，远远做不到。
When we were reading these words, we felt, wow, this is really wonderful. On the other hand, we felt, I don't think I can ever make it.
那我们怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
是的，今天生命都在我们里面。
Yes, we all have this life inside of us.
常常我们里面也有感觉。
And many times we have feelings.
那但是呢，我们都知道我们还有一个老旧的生命。
But we all know we're struggling against this older fleshly life.
常常这个征战也是蛮大的。
And the struggles, the battles within is severe.
但是明明主的生命就是这样。
But because that's how the Lord's life is about.
但是我们天然生命又是另外一个样。
But my natural life is completely the opposite.
所以我们知道，我们必须常常来到主的面前。
So the key is always spend some time to come into His presence.
常常与我们的主来亲近。
Come close to Him.
当我们靠近主。
When we spend time to come close to Him.
与主来交通。
To have fellowship with the Lord.
真的，我们真的是常常发现说。啊，我太不像主了。
And many times we realize that I'm so different from my Lord.
我的那个忍耐，咬着牙忍耐，好像跟主的忍耐怎么味道不一样呢？
My patience is out of my strength. I try to hold on tight, but it's so different from the patience that Jesus has.
当我讲一件事情，明明讲的是蛮对的。
Even though I may say something that's right,
可是却好像很容易伤到人。
But I can easily offend others when I do that.
好像那个恩慈在里面就是那么的缺乏。
It's like I'm so short of grace and kindness.
啊，爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。
But here it says love is long suffering and love is kind.
他后面讲到说，爱是不嫉妒。
It says it does not envy.
什么是嫉妒呢？
What's enviness?
我想当亚伯和该隐他们各自把礼物献给神。
Just like when the two brothers, Abel and Cain, when they made their offerings to God.
亚伯他是牧羊。
Abel was a shepherd.
该隐呢他是种地的。
And Cain was a farmer.
所以亚伯呢把羊献在神的面前。
So when Abel offered his sheep to the Lord.
那该隐呢他是把他地的出产献在神的面前。
And Cain offered the produce out of the land to the Lord.
神悦纳了亚伯所献上的祭。
And God liked what Abel offered.
神不厌重该隐所献上的。
And disliked what Cain offered.
该隐里面就起了一个嫉妒。
And then Cain was jealous.
他就把亚伯给杀了。
And that jealousy killed his brother Abel.
我们知道亚伯他在当时候牧羊。
At their time as a shepherd.
那这个牧羊 你是没有办法把他杀了来吃的，当时候人还没有吃这些牲畜。
It's a profession you cannot really live on it because you don't kill sheep and you don't eat animals at that time.
他牧羊为了要来献祭。
No, but the only reason why he chose that profession is that he can always make offerings.
所以亚伯他是远远的看见了神所预备的救恩。
And because Abel saw in the distance, the salvation that God will prepare for them.
他把羊羔杀了，把它献在神的面前。
So he will kill the lamb and offer it to God.
神说看见的还不是只是一只羊羔。
Therefore, when God saw his offering, God did not just see a lamb.
神悦纳是他的儿子。
God, because God sees his son.
看见他的儿子要为所有的人牺牲。
Who will be sacrificed for entire mankind?
但是我们看见该隐的里面他有一个嫉妒。
And you see what happened to Cain? He has jealousy developed inside.
所以常常在人天然生命里面好像见不得人好。
It's like we just can't endure when people are doing better.
但是爱是不嫉妒。
But love is not envy.
当你真的有爱的时候
When you really love someone,
你真是巴不得他好。
You will wish the best for them.
你看见他比赛得了一个奖牌，你会在那边大声的鼓掌。
If he was awarded with certain medals, then you will be so happy and applauding for them.
所以要与人有人讲说要与人一同哀哭容易。
It's actually that's why somebody says it's easier to weep with others.
要与人一同欢乐不容易。
It's much harder to rejoice with others.
当你看见一个人他中了奖券的时候，你要跟他一起欢乐，不太容易。
It is not easy to rejoice with others when they win the lottery.
因为那个号码不是你的。
Because you have the number that he has.
但是爱是不嫉妒的。
But love does not envy.
那这个爱在神的家里面。
And this love should be in the house of God.
我们彼此代求。
So we shall intercede for one another.
盼望每一个弟兄姊妹得着丰丰满满神的祝福。
And hope for each other that we will gain the best blessing.
我们为着众教会祷告。
We shall pray for other churches.
这里面没有嫉妒的。
We should not envy at what they have.
让别人兴旺。
When they do well in their ministry.
我们里面喜乐。
We rejoice together.
不是说为什么你们做得比我成功啊。
Instead of saying, how come you do better than we do?
很多时候在教会之间呢，好像也在那里竞争。
Sometimes you even sense that competition among churches.
啊，求主怜悯我们，爱是不嫉妒的。
May the Lord have mercy upon us that love does not envy.
因为我们看见这是一个身体。
Because we are one in the body of Christ.
每一个肢体都是不可分的。
And we can never be departed from any member of the body.
所以我们想到施洗约翰。
Think about John the Baptist.
当他在那里为人施浸。
When he baptized others.
有许多的人到他那里去。
There were a lot of crowd gathered around him.
但是我们知道施洗约翰他非常清楚他的地位。
But he knew clearly his position in God.
他也有很大的恩赐，他也是一个大的先知。
He was considered a great prophet and he was very gifted.
但是当他看见耶稣基督的时候。
But when he saw Jesus Christ.
他知道说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And he knew clearly that he will increase and I will decrease.
在这里没有什么增进。
There's no point to compete.
没有说为什么呢人都跑到那边去施浸了，为什么你这边人少了呢？
Should not complain. So how come everybody go to Jesus for baptism?
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
But he said he will increase and I will decrease.
是的，他要增加，我要减少。
Yes, he will prosper.
我们唯一的目的就是耶稣基督能够增加。
The sole purpose we all share is that Jesus Christ shall increase.
今天整个建造是一个生命的建造。
And the building work we're doing here has to be a building work out of life.
整个建造是一个爱的建造。
It has to be a building work of love.
弟兄姊妹，这里没有人的工程。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, there's no work of man here.
没有一点是人可以在这里夸耀的。
There's nothing that we're entitled to be credit for.
什么时候我们夸自己所建造的？
Anytime I boast about my work.
那就是我们在夸这个巴别塔了。
Then we're boasting about a construction of a tower of Babel.
那是人在那里经营所建造。
And because that is the construction work of man.
最近我还听到人家介绍当时这个巴别塔的那个规模多么的宏伟。
And recently I heard how people talk about the magnitude of that construction.
那个长宽高那都是不得了的。
That tower is really in a magnificent size.
但是出于人工的这就不是神所要的。
However, that was man-made and that will not be wanted by God.
无论外面多么伟大，若是讲到一句说却没有爱，就算不了什么。
No matter how great the description may be, if it says it's without love, then that's nothing.
但是感谢主，今天神用爱在这里来建造。
We thank the Lord. He's building us up with His love.
用爱来捆绑我们。
And He's binding us up with His love.
叫我们看见主的爱今天充满在我们的里面。
So that we can see the love of God is filling in us inside of us.
他也这么的用圣灵运行，要把这爱从我们身上能够流露出来。
And He's working among us so that this love can be seen.
叫我们常常伏在主的面前。
So that we shall always.Bow before the Lord.
是的，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Yes, love does not envy, and love does not puff, boast.
我们没有什么为着自己要来显扬的。
Because there's nothing we do for our own benefit.
我们只有伏在灰尘的当中。
We do nothing but bow in ashes.
愿我成为无有。
Just may I become nothing.
哦，愿我卧于尘土。
And may I lay deeply in the ashes.
好叫世人能够看见我们的救主。
So that people can see my Savior.
每一次我们来亲近主耶稣。
Every time when we spend time to come into His presence.
都会让我们的心觉得那样的甘甜。
And then you will just feel such a sweetness.
常常我们也觉得很大的震撼。
And sometimes we are so shocked.
主他真的那个生命是这么的低微。
That he really has a very lowly life.
当人说要显扬名声，你要到耶路撒冷去。
When people advise him, he says, "You want to become famous? Go to Jerusalem."
但是主耶稣他没有要显扬他的自己。
However, that was not the purpose he had.
他那样甘愿的站在一个最低微的地位。
Willingly, he chose to stand at the lowest point.
爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love does not boast; it is not proud.
我想我们在这所有圣经的当中，我们来认识这些爱，就是基督他生命的彰显。
And we gotta know all these manifestations here is nothing but the manifestation of Jesus Christ Himself.
也许我们以后我们还会继续的交通。
We may continue this passage in the future.
因为这不是我们一次读经或者是一次大家分享完。我们就会了。
Because we don't learn how to love just because we share it once here.
直到今天，我们只能说我们差得太远。
We all recognize that we are far below the description here.
好像我们认识的还是那么一点点。
And our knowledge of this passage is so limited.
但是主的爱在我们里面却是真实的。
But we know the love of the Lord inside of us is real.
主的爱在我们中间是这么的真实。
And His love among us is so real.
我们来读一下以弗所书四章十五节和十六节。
Let's continue to read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。是的，在爱中来建造基督的身体。
Yes, grows and builds itself up in love.
他说用爱心说诚实话。
Speak the truth in love.
我想这句话是非常的重要。
This is such an important statement here.
但是常常也有弟兄姊妹引用这句话。
And people like to quote this verse.
当他要讲一句比较这个重一点的话，他说我是爱心说诚实话。
When they want to tell you something very critical or serious, they like to quote this verse before they share.
我想当主耶稣在说话的时候
，I believe when Jesus speaks,
主耶稣也常常说非常严厉的话。
He sometimes speaks something very serious and severe.
我想主说的都是诚实话。
And I believe he spoke nothing but truth.
但是我自己觉得说从主里面出来的生命真的是一个爱的彰显和流露。
But I truly feel whatever has come out of his life is full of love.
很多时候我会想到说当我们在管教我们孩子的时候。
Many times when we discipline our children,
有时候话也不是说都是很好听的。
Sometimes we don't speak good words or nice words.
那对他们来讲可能也不是很乐意听的。
And I don't think they like to hear them either.
但是我们祷告从一个真正爱的里面能够把话说出来。
But we pray, we speak these words out of love.
因为我们知道盼望这个话说出来对他真正得着益处。
In the hope that we receive some true benefit through our words.
我并不希望说我讲话是要来伤到他的自尊心。
I don't want to hurt their pride when I speak.
或者是伤到他这个人格。
Or hurt their self-esteem.
但是的确我们需要在诚实话中来教导他。
Yes, we need to teach them the truth.
有一位弟兄他讲说 你要讲重话的时候是轻声说重话。
One brother says if we want to scold somebody with serious words, say with gentle voice.
当你要把神的旨意呼喊出来的时候，你要大声的呼喊。
When you're shouting out the purpose of God, shout it out loudly.
我想他摸着一个里面的感觉。
And I think he felt what's in God's heart.
我想神叫我们用爱心说诚实话。
And God wants us to speak the truth in love.
因为我们在主的里面。
Because we are in the Lord.
我们是不是能够接受诚实话？
Are we able to accept the words spoken in truth?
有一次有一个弟兄，他要跟一个姊妹讲一些事情的时候，他先问他，你能不能够接受诚实话。
One time a Christian brother tried to share with a Christian sister, the first question he had for her is that, are you able to accept some words spoken in truth?
后来那姊妹感谢主，她说我能够接受。
Thank the Lord, the sister's reply was, yes, I can.
后来他们有很美好的交通。
So they had a very good fellowship.
的确我们需要很多时候彼此在主的里面借着诚实话，我们被彼此成全。
Yes, through speaking the words of truth, we can edify each other.
但是这个诚实话是爱中说诚实话。
But we have to speak it out of love.
但是我们自己也承认说，
But we confess that.
也许我今天的度量还没有办法够到这样的诚实话。
And maybe my spiritual capacity today cannot accept the words of truth to at the other standard.
我们需要在主面前祷告。
So we need to pray to the Lord.
主，我真的算不了什么。
Of confessing that, Lord, I am nothing.
我们只有伏伏在主的脚前。
I can only submit myself to you.
从主领受他所要给我们的教导。
And to receive what he desires to teach us.
叫我们生命能够长大。
So that we can actually grow.
凡事长进，连于元首基督。
So that we can whole body can grow and build itself in love.
我记得以前我是一个很不能被人家说的人。
I remember I used to be the kind of person that cannot be criticized by people.
好像那个自尊心是超强的。
I have a supersized pride.
所以人家说一点你就受不了，从小就是这样子。
I was like that since I was a child. I could not accept any comment, negative comment made by people.
当然从世界上的人说，他说这个孩子蛮自爱的。
And people may say, oh, he has he has very high self-esteem.
但是当我真正遇见主了以后，
he has such a high level of self-respect.But after I received the Lord,
好像遇见主了以后，发现说，这所有的这些自尊心，这所有的这一切，都是天然的。
After I met with the Lord, I realized all my pride and dignity and self-respect was nothing but out of my natural life.
在主的面前都是污秽的。
Which is filthy in the eyes of the Lord.
不能讨主的欢喜。
I can never please my Lord with these things.
啊，我记得那一天伏伏在主的脚前。
I still remember that day I bowed at his feet.
主啊，你来破碎我。
And I said, Lord, break me.
当我们真正愿意让主来破碎，
When we are really willing to be broken by the Lord,
真的好像我们当自己的里面没有什么自尊，没有什么自爱，好像我们可以自夸能够带到主面前。
Therefore, then we realize there's nothing I can boast about.
今天我们只有被破碎以后，我们才能够接受许多的诚实话。
And only after we're broken, then we can truly accept a lot of words out of truth.
我们不是从人来领受。
We're not receiving those words from man.
我们从神来领受。
We're receiving them from God.
主，你有什么话要跟我讲？
We say, Lord, what do you want to tell me?
所以人不会得罪我们。
So that people will not offend us when they speak.
我们从主那里来领受，
Because、
他要跟我们所说的。
We are feeling that we are receiving words from God.
凡事长进，
So that we will grow well in everything.
连于元首基督，
And we in all things grow up into him.
那我自己也知道，什么时候我又掉到那个自尊心强的那个光景中，我知道我离开了神很远了。
Whenever I feel that I have a strong pride or dignity, then I know I'm far away from my Lord.
什么时候我觉得说啊，我今天被人家说了，自尊心受伤了，我知道我离神好远了。
Whenever I feel hurt because people's comment, then I know I'm far away from my Lord again.
需要再来亲近他。
Oh, I need to come back to him.
需要再回到主的面前。
I need to return to his presence.
今天我们常常说怎么得着安慰。
Sometimes we say, how can I receive comfort when I'm hurt?
怎么得着安慰。
How can I be comforted?
我自己知道有一条路。
Personally, I know of a way.
当我回到主的面前。
That is when I return to the Lord.
主不是怎么说啊，你怎么好啊，或怎么没错啊，主从来不是这样子的。
The Lord never bothered to comfort me by saying, you know, actually, Timothy, you are very good.
主的安慰非常的简单。
His comfort was very simple.
我只是认识说，不再是我了。乃是基督。
It's that through my recognition that I'm no longer I that lives but Christ.
马上就得着了释放。
Immediately I will be released.
马上就得着了一个最大的安慰。
And I will receive the greatest comfort.
马上就回到主的里面。
And immediately I will return to the Lord.
我想主要我们在爱中这样的来建造。
And I think God desires to build us up in love like that.
全身靠他联络得合适。
From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
百节各按各职。
And by every supporting ligament.
照着各级的功用彼此相助。
From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
他说便叫身体渐渐增长。
Grows and builds itself up in love.
在爱中建立自己。
As each part does its work.
若不是爱的缘故。
Without love,
我们没有办法团在一起。
There's no way we can be united together.
那每一个各个关节没有办法联络整齐。
And there's no way every joint can be combined.
那这个建造还是一个分散的。
There will be all joints scattered around every place.
一个梁跟另外一个柱，它不能连在一起。
A column and beam cannot be united together.
它不能紧紧的连在一起。
They cannot be connected closely.
所以呢，这个建造是不牢靠的。
Then we say the construction is not very stable, it's not solid.
主让我们知道，必须在爱中来建造。
But the Lord says, build ourselves up in love.
爱能够把人团在一起。
Only love can unite people together.
爱能够让我们知道，我们原是在一个一的里面。
Only love can bring us into the oneness.
什么东西比爱更大？
What is greater than love? Nothing.
我们讲到爱，说到基督的爱的扩长升高。
When we talk about the love of Christ, we talk about its height, its depth, its length.
它的扩，说到爱是凡事包容。
And its width, it talks about it encompasses all.
它的长，说到爱是永不止息。
Its length, talk about it never ceases, never fails.
它的高，只有爱能够加上爱。
And its height, talks about love can be added upon love.
他的身真的只有爱能够建造。
And its depth, we know only love can build.
爱能够进到我们最深之处。
Only love can enter into the depth of our heart.
只有爱能够摸到人心的深处。
And only love can touch the depths of man.
把人扶起来，把人建造起来。
Only love can support people, can lift people up.
我们真的是同心合意的祷告。
Therefore, let us pray with one heart.
这些日子，神的家中真的是神在这里亲自做工。
And may the Lord work upon us personally.
他亲自在这边建造。
And personally, He builds us up.
生命的建造，爱的建造。
It has to be the building out of life and out of love.
我们求他真的是得着合乎他心意荣耀的教会。
And then we pray that He will build us up and receive a church that's fit for His purpose.
我们一起在主面前祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们求你早上有你全圣的爱再来浇灌在我们里面。
We pray that your all victorious love will be poured into our heart this morning.
用爱来捆绑我们。
To bind us with your love.
用爱来激励我们。
To encourage us with your love.
我们把我们自己都奉献在主的手中。
We just offer ourselves again in your hand.
这真是圣灵正在建造的日子。
We know now is the time that Holy Spirit is working.
主啊，叫我们在其中都有份。
We pray that we are part of your construction work.
叫我们蒙大的祝福。
That we be richly blessed.
我们的心感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
在我们的爱中跟随你一同往前。
Help us to follow you in love.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们再来把这首诗歌唱一次，好，伏在爱的捆绑。
One more time.